Right now, there are over 110,000 people in the United States waiting for a life-saving transplant.
The young woman in this public service announcement was once one of those people desperately waiting for a life-saving transplant. Today, she's helping give life to countless others. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
When you're 16 years old, the last thing you expect is to have a massive heart attack.
And yet, that is exactly what happened to Jessica Mellor while a high school senior and co-captain of her tennis team. Within hours, she was deemed to be on her deathbed.
I was crashing and my lungs were filling up with fluid and things got so bad that the last rites were set for me because I wasn't expected to live through the night.
But she did. And for 9 months, and despite an infection that forced doctors to amputate her left leg, she waited patiently. And then,
just a few days before my high school graduation, we got the call that I'd been waiting for.
A heart was available for her. She would get a new lease on life, and just in time to attend Princeton University. She thrived there, but yet another challenge was awaiting her, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I just was completely floored that I was once again facing my mortality.
But again, Mellor fought on, and to give herself strength, she began reaching out more and more to others facing the many challenges that she had survived.
It was this means of connecting with other people on this very human level and seeing how I could have an impact on their lives.
To learn more about Jessica Mellor and many others like her who have turned adversity into advocacy, visit A2AAlliance.org. Jeff Bell, KCBS.